Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Those devastating wildfires in LA dominating the front pages of many Irish newspapers this morning. The Irish Sun goes with Lost Angeles, just showing the devastation. Entire areas, entire neighbourhoods wiped out. I see, by the way, the death toll has now risen to 10. 10 people have been killed in the LA wildfires as they continue to burn in Los Angeles. As I say, the Irish Sun, Lost Angeles, just showing thousands of homes burnt. The Irish Daily Mirror goes with Hell Has Taken Over. The Irish Daily Star, My Hollywood Apocalypse. Celebrities have watched in horror as their mansions have been burned to the ground in raging LA wildfires. Irish model Tiffany Stanley, who lives in LA, has been urged to evacuate and told the Star it's mayhem, apocalyptic, and Paris Hilton added that hell has taken over. So many of these iconic houses we've seen on TV shows over the years as well, all just absolutely wiped out. Horrific photographs on some of the Irish papers. The Irish Daily Mail on its front page says Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are going to swap most cabinet departments. So we're going to have a straight swap of the top portfolios, and some portfolios are going to be broken up in a refresh after the Dáil returns. So Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will swap all the major departments apart from two. It means that Justice, Social Protection, Rural and Community Development, Higher Education and Public Expenditure will go to Fianna Fáil this time after Fine Gael had it in the last coalition. And then Health, Education, Agriculture, Finance and Foreign Affairs. They're the bigger ones, I would have thought. They'll go to Fine Gael, to Simon Harris's party. The Department of Housing is going to remain under Dara O'Brien. So you can read more about that in the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Independent, looking at house prices yet again. First-time buyers are now being forced to borrow more because obviously the cost of housing going up and up. New figures show an average first-time buyer mortgage rose by more than €24,000 in the year to November. So you now have to borrow an extra €24,000 than you would have a year ago. And the average now, people are having to borrow €319,000. You want to have some good incomes to get that sort of mortgage. The Irish Examiner, Musk targets Ireland in latest attack. This guy gets far too much airtime. I mean, he tweets and it becomes worldwide news. The other day he tweeted that he changed his name for an hour on Twitter, on X, and it was worldwide news. I mean, I get he's the richest man in the world, but it doesn't mean that everyone has to jump the minute he tweets something. But anyway, he's now turning his attention to Ireland, according to the Examiner. It's spread to Ireland with the tech billionaire alleging that Irish nationals get longer sentences than so-called illegal immigrants in Ireland for sex offences, which is based on no fact. And he says that this is messed up. He's sitting there tweeting, hasn't got a clue what he's even tweeting about, and getting information from all sorts of sources. He based his claims on a post put up by a well-known Irish far-right agitator who alleged that for over 20 years, Muslim illegal immigrants have been handed lesser sentences for raping women in Ireland. And Elon Musk then believes that and starts tweeting it to his millions of followers. There was a court case 23 years ago in which the judge told the defendant, who was an asylum seeker from Algeria, that he was giving him 6 years in jail rather than 10, as a prison sentence in an Irish jail would be more difficult and alien for him than for an Irish citizen. And then Musk goes and tweets, Irish citizens get longer sentences than illegal immigrants. That's messed up. He's also interfering in British politics at the moment and German politics and places he probably has never even been to. The Irish Times, thousands of suspected fraud cases unprocessed by Gardaí. The volume of suspected fraud offences reported by financial institutions and things like Revolut has been so large over the last 18 months that tens of thousands of reports have yet to be processed, the Irish Times has learned. So we've thousands of suspected fraud cases which haven't been processed by the Gardaí yet, such as the sheer volume of them. Inside the paper's interesting one in the Times of London about speed limits and a reminder that speed limits are limits and not targets. However, the majority of drivers view speed limits as a target rather than a rule, according to a survey of motorists. 72% of drivers say they try to drive as close to the speed limit as possible. So it's like a goal for them to get up to your 100 kilometres or whatever. And more than 50% of those surveyed said they believed there was a culture among road users that meant breaking the limit was acceptable. Only 23% disagreed. 81% of people regularly see other drivers excessively speeding on all types of roads, and also a rise in the number admitting to breaking the speed limit. So we're playing fast and loose with speed limit targets, is what they're saying. Interesting Irish company that's going to charge your mobile phone in 2 seconds. This will do very well if it takes off. It's shaped like a toaster from a company called Swap It, and it lets you place your handset into a slot like a toaster. Put your phone into the toaster and withdraw it with a fully powered battery. What it does is it has a smartphone case with a battery inside, and then there's spare batteries in the toaster-like device, and you put your phone with the case on it into the hub, and it replaces your drained battery with a fully charged one in just 2 seconds. Then your phone is fully charged. The company's called Swap It. Padraig Connolly is the founder. They're from Galway and CEO of Swap It, and they debuted it at the big tech show in Las Vegas. Jess Kelly from News Talk was also at that tech show. She'll be on News Talk Breakfast with more Irish companies leading the way when it comes to technology. Luke Littler won big, won 600,000 recently. I see in The Sun he hasn't changed his ways, though, because he won 600 grand, brought his family off on a holiday. Now, it wasn't the Caribbean. He brought them to Benidorm for their holidays. The 17-year-old, who became the youngest world darts champion a week ago, has whisked his family off to Benidorm, and he got some selfies with fans over there as well. And finally, I see there's a survey in the Star about gym use, and half of adults are being put off exercising because of the judgmental culture in gyms. Isn't that terrible? So people are afraid to go into a gym to try and get fit because they're too embarrassed. 25% too embarrassed to use a gym. 27% worry what other users will think of them. Don't worry, they're too busy looking at themselves. And 53% are put off by the high costs, and 32% have no motivation, according to that survey from Ordnance Survey.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.